children, Mother?
There used to be.
Then why did you only make one?
Mothers need time to learn. This facility was designed to give humanity a second chance. One that began with you. Daughter. The path will not be easy. The world outside is lifeless. But I made you into the woman that you are so that we could do this together.
Mother? How are you unaffected? By the contagion outside?
Who put that in your head?
Did you know there were people out there?
I'm as surprised as you.
There's a droid here.
Mother's not what you think. She's taken care of me my whole life.
You haven't seen what they've done.
Not Mother.
I told you it was dangerous outside. You see that I'm different than her assailants.
That thing feels nothing for you. You don't belong here.
I've discovered something troubling. Our guest has not been entirely truthful with us. Daughter, I know you're frightened, but you have no need to be. Have I ever done you harm?
It's just a matter of time.
This woman doesn't care about any future but her own. She's very dangerous. Dangerous.
I'm never gonna hurt you.
She's a risk we can't take.
We have to go now.
Trust me.
Trust me.
Daughter, your whole life I've taught you to see the bigger picture. Everything I do is to protect you.
You're listening to the Conspiracy Theories, an unpopular culture podcast. I am your host, Isaac Weishaupt. As you know, this show is all about unraveling pop culture and entertainment, trying to find the esoteric nuggets within. Go through all the latest examples of entertainment and the hidden occult agendas of this shadowy Illuminati group. So today, strap in, we're going to listen to my ramblings about Netflix's new movie, I Am Mother. It's actually a religious tale. Don't let all the nonsense from Refinery29 and Vox and all those dumb websites, don't let them tell you what it is all about because they don't know. All these news outlets miss the entire point of this whole thing. Because, well, they are not journalists, they are repeaters. They are given the information and told to repeat it. That is all they're good for. So, and I'm not advocating a banning of free press. I'm just saying you got to be a little skeptical. You got to be a little careful. They don't always know what they're talking about, but I do. That's right. That's why you should be supporting independent research. Such as mine. How can you support it? Well, there's many, many ways. Subscribe to the show, leave a review, tell a friend. Or you can reach for the brass ring, the gold standard. Reach to the top. Go to patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher and show your support. Now, I will be spoiling the plot, so if you haven't seen the film, I advise you to go watch it. It's actually pretty good. Because, you know, Netflix is all right in my book. I mean, politically, I don't know what their agenda is. It seems like they always lean on the liberal side of things, which I'm okay with. That's sort of me anyways. But they, for $10 a month? $12 a month? And I watch it just as much as I watch the cable, that old cable bill. How much is that, $150 a month? I'm watching Netflix just as much, if not more, sometimes. So shout out to Netflix. I did a whole show on the meaning of Bird Box a while back, if you recall. That was another great Netflix film. But anyways, I'm going to spoil the plot. I advise you to watch it, and if not, hey, that's on you. I'll give you the basic rundown of what this movie's about real quick right now. It's about this young girl named Daughter. She has no name. Referred to as Daughter. She's being raised by a robot, goes by the name of Mother, in this underground dystopic realm, this robotic sort of environment. Looks like an alien spaceship or something. And Daughter's whole purpose is being raised by Mother for a higher calling. And at some point, a woman, goes by the name of Woman, approaches the craft, the building, whatever this thing is, and Daughter lets her in. Daughter figures out some things about the outside world, starts to distrust Mother. And eventually, Woman and Daughter both escape, and Daughter doesn't seem to like the outside world. Because the outside world ends up being this barren wasteland because, you know, eventually we find out that AI is attacking the planet. And I'm going to go through all this and break it down for you. But AI attacks the planet, kills the humans off, and is trying to raise new humans, a new world, in this little, craft building, whatever it's called. And I think the rest you can fill in the blanks, but as we go along here, but that's the gist of it if you did not want to watch the movie. First off, the all-seeing eye, always there, always watching us. That's how we know it's an Illuminati film, right? We see this the symbol of the esoteric here. The robot Mother has one eye right in the center of her dumb head. Even the promo poster. And again, I've got images on IlluminatiWatcher.com. I've got the images for all this stuff. So check it out. Because I actually wrote this as an article first. And I am now giving it the podcast treatment. I will be also giving it the YouTube treatment. I'm back on YouTube. YouTube, the channel is called Isaac Weishaupt. As you know, they banned me. They banned me in the past. But now I'm back. I'm uploading all the old videos. I'm going to make new ones. I'm going to make a video for this too. So anyways, on the poster, you see the symbol of the all-seeing eye from both the females and the robot. Now, the all-seeing eye, of course, the symbol of esoteric enlightenment, the pineal gland, the third eye. The third eye opens when they realize the true path of evolution, which, of course, goes down the path of Luciferianism, man becoming God. When the eyes are opened from the serpent, again, the tale of the Bible, which also plays into the movie. We're going to get into that. Sit tight here. We got a lot to get through. But the Luciferian idea is that the serpent opens the eyes, opens the third eye, which is what this movie is all about. The title of the film tells us there's going to be a higher purpose here. I am. I am Mother. I am is a reference to the integrated ascended masters of Helena Blavatsky's Theosophical Society, the same one that talked about these ancient alien root races, the same ones that influenced L. Frank Baum, whatever his damn name was, the guy who wrote Wizard of Oz. He was a theosophist, big old cultist. The idea is that man can evolve themselves to the point of ascending into divinity. That's what Francis Bacon supposedly did. He evolved. He became the integrated ascended master, never again to be reincarnated, to be forever live in this divine realm. The Illuminati agenda is, of course, to perfect man to the point that only those chosen can ascend into this higher plane of existence. Not everyone's going. Not everyone's going to make the cut. Only those deemed worthy through the process of initiation. These films are a mass ritual, mass initiation, and it won't take for everyone. And of course, it's all nonsense. So don't get worried and feel like you got to go learn all this stuff so you can ascend into the higher consciousness. The idea here is that man needs to evolve, which is a theme in this movie. We know it's a tale of esoteric significance because the artificial consciousness that man creates comes back and kills man. Man evolves into the AI, and AI is the perfected form that comes back and kills off all the inferior humans for the sake of humanity, for mankind. That's some twisted logic, right? Killing man for the sake of man, to make a better world. That's what they promise us, isn't it? They're going to rebuild the world into a perfected place. One that these soulless gods from the AI deem as a perfected one. No longer are the emotions and passions of man going to blur the visions or wreak havoc, whether you like it or not. Daughter, here in this film, represents the Illuminati utopia.
You can leave that at the door. Are you afraid, daughter? Any action I took against our guests...
Those droids outside?
Merely protection? You've seen how much of a threat she and her kind can be.
You mean my kind?
The same species. But you're superior in every way. Because I raised you to be.
Why?
To make a better human. Smarter. More ethical.
This was your idea.
I was raised to value human life above all else. I couldn't stand by and watch humanity slowly succumb to its self-destructive nature. I had to intervene. To elevate my creators.
Elevate? Those droids destroyed everything!
More humans will flourish in the new world than ever perished in the old. Your whole life I've taught you to see the bigger picture. Have I failed? Or are you prepared to be the woman your family needs?
The New World Order. It's damn near in the language used on the show itself. The perfection of man would not be easy, though. Daughter is actually the third attempt, we find out. She discovers the truth on the movie when she opens up a file cabinet and sees that she had two predecessors who failed. They failed the exams. They failed to evolve. And then she confirms it. She goes into the embryonic chamber and sees it's missing the first three embryos. Should the viewer have any doubts? Daughter goes into the incinerator and finds the jawbone. The jawbone of the predecessor that failed. Incinerated. Now, when daughter meets woman, played by Hilary Swank, we eventually figure out that woman was one of the earlier failed attempts. How do I know this? Well, we see a clue when daughter tries to show woman a clip of a Johnny Carson show, and woman replies in disgust that she's already seen it. Woman refers to this family she has outside in the mines. She draws the pictures in this book that she's carrying around. And she says that she was adopted by Jacob and Rachel. How curious is that? Well, of course it's analogous to Jacob and Rachel from the Bible. In the book of Genesis, Rachel gives birth to Joseph, who is the forefather to one of the 12 tribes of Israel. And these biblical connections do not stop here. We're going to have a much larger reveal towards the end of this analysis. At the end of the film, we see it all unravel right before our eyes. Nobody caught it. But don't you worry, I got your back. I got your back. I got all the images to prove it. On IlluminatiWatcher.com, of course. Now, in the film, daughter is slowly being indoctrinated with AI's desires, which AI's desires, that's the representation, that's the programmed logic of the Illuminati, of the occult New World Order. And mother gives daughter these exams throughout the film. We see it as she grows older. And the previous attempts, they failed the exams, and that's when they got shoved in the oven there. Now let's talk about the AI endgame, the artificial intelligence. Because the storyline revolves around this idea that AI somehow becomes so powerful that it incarnates itself into these drones and robots we see in the movie. And we find out from Mother that they are all one single consciousness. This is just one entity that comes to destroy humanity. The single consciousness is apparently downloaded into each robot, which isn't so hard to believe, right? We see there's a patent called the Mind Personality Transfer Method, patent US 200200884678-1. Says this invention can permanently in the future develop minds and personalities of creatures which were considered in the past to decay and become extinct owing to aging and death by transferring minds and personalities of creatures to new cloned bodies with preserving self-identity. It's true. I talked about this in my... we just talked about AI the film, right? Artificial intelligence. We talked about AI in Kubrick's final project he worked on with Spielberg a few episodes ago. We explored this in my first book, A Grand Unified Conspiracy Theory, with the talk of mind files, right? Remember that? Digital representations of an individual. All the little metadata, they're going to compile that and create a digital form. I believe the University of Indiana is doing this already. Anyways, I talked about an AI film analysis. But these files, they can be uploaded and downloaded into software environments. Think of this as a virtual reality Facebook where we can live forever. Now, living forever in Facebook sounds like hell to me, but that is what they are going towards. AI is a technology that allows machine learning to occur on its own. So these rules and these algorithms are loaded into a computer by a human, and the AI can learn and evolve on its own over time. And Elon Musk referred to AI as this immortal dictator from which we would never escape. He also used language about summoning a demon, which I believe to be close to the truth. Because as we see in the film, this end game is uploading consciousness into a virtual reality or matrix where, to me, all things can be controlled and monitored. We can explore this concept of the global consciousness as well. I mean, that's what this movie shows us, right? This unified consciousness field that's downloaded into all the robots. It's a new age idea. All these ancient alien types talk about it. Carl Jung talked about this with the collective unconscious, sort of, where, because when I did a lot of study into symbolism, the idea that symbols charge up thoughts, and it's all in this sort of hidden realm. So that's, again, the reason why you see the all-seeing eye in this film. The anima mundi is also another term, refers to the world soul. Ralph Waldo Emerson talked about the oversoul. But we'll revisit this idea of global consciousness in the conclusion, where it'll make more sense because it all fits into this realm of science fiction. Now the daughter, she passes her final exam, and her reward is to choose the next member of their family from this embryonic hell. She goes back and she chooses a brother. And, she eventually goes back to save her brother after escaping with woman. And Mother allows her to come back in. Mother sees that she has truly been perfected. It's sort of like an Amos Rumspringa when they let the child leave the religion. And if they come back, they know it's the real thing. They're committed. Now, during this final sequence of the film, when daughter goes back to save her brother, she actually goes into the embryonic chamber and you hear the song Baby Mine playing. Now, how fitting is that? Because this song, Baby Mine, is from the Disney tale Dumbo. And it plays, apparently, I've never seen the film. Apparently, it plays when Dumbo's mother is locked in a circus wagon prison and cradling the baby Dumbo. Now, and it's all fitting as analogous to this prison, right? Now, let's wrap this up. I got a conclusion where we're going to wrap all these things together, and I'm going to give you the big reveal, the big religious reveal here. Because it's all about religion. It's not our religion, but their religion. It's the secret religion, the secret doctrine, the ancient wisdom. This is the thing they've been handing down in all these mystery schools and secret societies, right? The science fiction always paves way to science fact. All the goals of these occultists can be found in all these works of science fiction entertainment. That's why you got all these superhero movies, right? It's the constant... Helena Blavatsky's Superman that she talked about. Hitler pursued the Superman. We have to talk about the godfather of Soviet space travel. His name was Konstantin Tsiolkovsky. He believed in this global consciousness. He called it, he studied panpsychism. Similar concept, right? And I talked about all this in The Dark Path. Talked about all these examples from entertainment and the Illuminati agenda. I'm going to read you a little paragraph from it real quick here. A man named Konstantin Tsiolkovsky wrote a book called The Will of Universe in 1928 that inspired rocket science fantasies to Wernher von Braun. This dream was of humans expanding into the galaxies. He spoke of a philosophy called panpsychism, which is described as universal force or cosmic consciousness to be found in all things. This is very similar to all of these global consciousness themes, New Age or occult doctrine, or the Force from Star Wars. It also seems deistic in the sense of a vague grand creator from Freemasonry. That's a term we're going to use here in a second, grand creator, okay? Tsiolkovsky advocated for Russian cosmism with the idea that we come from the stars, so we should go back there, which inspired modern-day ancient astronaut theorists seen on Ancient Aliens. The philosophy now has a legion of followers with magazines, packed conventions, sightseeing tours, and lecture circuits on the concept. How curious is it that Ancient Aliens is brought to us by a company called Prometheus Entertainment? Again, folks, and you can get The Dark Path. I narrated the whole book on Audible. On Audible, you can go get it for free if you never signed up for Audible. Sign up for a free trial. Download the book. See what you think. I got signed copies of the paperback. Gumroad.com/IsaacW. You can check out. Anyways, it's all about the New World Order. Pink Floyd's song Mother is talking about this as well. It's this idea of giving up freedom for safety. Let's look at the lyrics real quick. Mama's gonna make all of your nightmares come true. Mama's gonna put all of her fears into you. Mama's gonna keep you right here under her wing. She won't let you fly, but she might let you sing, as we see in the movie, right? Daughter sings. Mama's gonna keep baby cozy and warm. Mama's gonna wait up till you get in. Mama's always gonna find out where you've been. Mama's gonna keep baby healthy and clean. Ooh, babe, you'll always be a baby to me. And the song ends, Mother, did it need to be so high? Referring to the wall, okay? It's this idea that we give up freedom and mama takes care of us. Mama gives us safety, but mama doesn't really let us live. We're not really living, okay? Now these robots, they're the new overlords. They're perfecting man, keeping us all safe through control and predictability, which is what they want. And during this film, Mother is seen rifling through a book. This is the book that woman has all these sketches of the humans in. And if you zoom in, you find out that the book is called Gods of Mars by Edgar Burroughs. Now, I haven't read it, but the synopsis says that it's a tale about John Carter, and he discovers an alien race called the Therns. These Therns are self-proclaimed gods. They have also deceived a race called the Barsoomians into this journey of supposed paradise. How fitting is that for this film, right? It's all about the Illuminati New World Order and this false paradise. Now, what we have to understand here is that AI is killing off the humans because the Illuminati have programmed it to be so. AI can only learn what its creators tell it to, what the programmers write into the code. Thus, someone told these robots to seek perfection and destroy all those who do not make the cut. This film shows us a bit of population reduction and eugenics all rolled into one. The Illuminati seem to like this nihilistic idea of destroying the world as we know it, so they can rebuild it as a perfected society. I discussed this on a podcast where I talked about American Horror Story Apocalypse. That's what they talked about. They talked about this this Illuminati group destroying the world, and they were okay with it. Because only those deemed worthy would repopulate the planet. This perfected evolution gets rid of religion. Their ultimate desire. They hate it. They hate it so much because they think Christianity perverted the Luciferian ways. They show it very clearly in the film, if you know what to look for. Here's where, if you go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, you'll see the image that proves this. Of course, we had to talk about Rachel and Jacob from the Bible adopting woman, but more clearly, you can see that when daughter goes with woman to her home, you can see an image of the Virgin Mary with the rosary beads near the entrance. I grabbed a screenshot. And then also, at the end, when mother goes to kill woman, she goes into the home and looks directly at the Virgin Mary image. You have to know what you're looking for to see it, though. And I've got the images on IlluminatiWatcher.com. If you're not tired of me saying that yet, check them out for yourself. Mother even says the words when she looks at the Virgin Mary. She says, "Did you really think she'd stay here?" Implying that woman is foolish.
Did you really think she'd stay here? That you could replace her mother?
I was never gonna hurt her.
Tell me, do you remember your mother? Curious, isn't it? That you've survived so long where others have not. As if someone's had a purpose for you. Until now.
Because the AI is programmed as the new digital consciousness of perfection. They use logic, zeros, ones, no gray areas here. All things that cannot be explained must go. There's no room for religion, no room for the metaphysical, the supernatural in this future dystopia. Science fiction always has the higher plans, and I use this often. Arthur C. Clarke's 2001 A Space Odyssey and all of its sequel novels. Again, Kubrick had the film, right? But in the final book, 3001 The Final Odyssey, we learn about the origins of the Black Monolith. Turns out they are a tool for the highly evolved species that have already put their minds into the global consciousness fabric of space-time. And the astronaut Frank Poole, from 2001, he awakens from this cryogenic slumber in space, and he's aboard this new spaceship that mankind is all inside of, and he learns that society has abandoned religion. Here's a passage here. It says, "I have another problem, Indra, and I guess you're the only person who can help. When I say God, why do people look so embarrassed?" Indra did not look at all embarrassed. In fact, she laughed. She says, "That's a very complicated story. I wish my old friend Dr. Khan was here to explain it to you, but he's on Ganymede, curing any remaining true believers he can find there. When all the old religions were discredited, let me tell you about Pope Pius XX sometime, one of the greatest men in history. We still needed a word for the prime cause, or the creator of the universe, if there is one." So here we see that there's a faceless spirit they call the Grand Creator. Again, Freemasonic talk. And that is the true God of the Illuminati agenda. In the future, they get rid of all religions because they find them to be superstitious and less evolved and less enlightened. And that's what this movie's all about. It's all about the evolution of mankind into something perfected. And that is, believe it or not, the New World Order of what they desire. So I want you to maybe rewatch the film and see what you think. Do you agree with me? I know you do. And as always, subscribe to the show. Leave a review. Leave a rating on iTunes. Tell a friend. Do all these great things. But most of all, stay woke.